This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, the recent left-wing party victory at the Greek general elections last weekend is shaking up Europe. So today we take a closer look at the implications of Syriza's win. Melissa?
Well, the anti-austerity party won very convincingly on pledges to renegotiate with the country's international creditors and to put an end to severe austerity measures.
The verdict of the Greek people ends, beyond any doubt, the vicious circle of austerity in our country. The verdict of the Greek people, your verdict, annuls today in an indisputable fashion the bailout agreements of austerity and disaster. The verdict of the Greek people renders the Troika a thing of the past for our common European framework.
That was Syriza's leader, the 40-year-old Alexis Tsipras, at his victory speech on the weekend. Now, will he be able to deliver on his party's promises? I spoke to Professor Arturo Briss, who is the director of the World Competitiveness Division at IMD Business School, and he is relieved that Syriza has been able to form a government, thus reducing uncertainty. But the question now is how the Greek government will be able to deal with its commitments and how will this affect the Eurozone? Could Greece exit the Eurozone?
It is impossible. I think very few people realize or recognize that Greece cannot be kicked out of the Euro. That is, it's a voluntary choice of the country to leave the common currency. So Greece can only be forced out of the Euro if it defaults on its government debt. And since Greece definitely doesn't want to leave the Euro because it would be a tragedy for the country, means that it will not default on its debt. And that's an obvious prediction of what is going to happen. Now, if this is the case, then we also need to consider, as I said, that Greece is going to be unable to repay its massive debt. The only solution that I can foresee is a debt relief. That is, there's going to be some kind of reorganization whereby Greece will be allowed to continue without repaying its total debt. Maybe a long-term plan, some kind of plan, some kind of reorganization plan, some kind of debt forgiveness plan, but Greece will not and cannot pay its government debt.
Syriza also wants to do away with the strict austerity measures, which were, in fact, conditions of it receiving the bailout in the first place. But what exactly do we mean when we say austerity measures? What exactly are they? Well, in order to repay the bailout, Greece will have to find ways to save 65 billion euros by 2015. And how they'll do that is by raising taxes and reducing government spending. So some examples of austerity measures in Greece: laying off thousands of civil workers, such as teachers and police officers. There's a recruitment freeze on the public sector. The VAT tax has been raised from 19% to 23%. And the public hospital budget has been cut by 25%. And public spending on pharmaceuticals have been halved. Now, these cutbacks have come at a high social cost. Some 25% of Greeks remain jobless, while a quarter of households live close to the poverty line. But the Syriza party has successfully capitalized on the Greek voters' anger and disenchantment with the austerity measures. So where does that leave the Troika? Now here's Professor Arturo again.
It is also my feeling that the Troika has realized there was probably a big mistake to impose such severity measures into certain economies, including Portugal, Ireland, Spain, and certainly Greece. And I think that realization will tone down the demands of the Troika. You can see the popular press and the relevant economists writing about how misled and how misleading the Troika was. And I think it has weakened a lot the position of these three institutions. They have lost a lot of credibility in certain parts of the world, particularly in Southern Europe. So it's going to be much more difficult for them to keep on recommending the same recipes.
I also asked Professor Arturo if, in hindsight, the Troika did the right thing 5 years ago, imposing strict austerity measures on Greece as conditions for a bailout.
You know, I have mixed feelings, because certainly it didn't work in Greece, but it did work in Ireland, it is working in Spain. I think the difference between Greece and Spain and Ireland was probably the starting point. I think Greece was in a terrible situation at the time the Troika took over. So there were not many potential solutions. And I think we should have helped Greece rather than imposed measures to Greece.
Despite that, Professor Atiro believes that Greece's financial troubles does not necessarily spell the end of the euro currency bloc.
We need to accept that there is a part of Europe that needs to remain poor. The essence of a common currency is that we need to have a rich part and a poor part. It has to be inclusive of different economies. Doesn't make any sense that you have a common currency for economies that are alike. It doesn't work. You cannot have a common currency in the Middle East, for instance, when you have only oil exporting countries. You cannot have a common currency in South America. But you can have a common currency in Europe. It's a natural currency area because you have rich and poor. You have exporting and importing economies. You have a capital intensive and labor intensive economies. And that's where the beauty of the euro lies. The fact that you're bringing together very diverse economies, then you're creating a win-win situation.
So what Professor Atiro is saying is that for optimal allocation of resources, there should be a labor-intensive, manufacturing, low-cost region in the south against an innovative, capital-intensive, exporting north. So capital is optimally located in the north and labor is optimally located in the south. But is this a deal that the Greeks will accept?
I think the Greek population has been already in social unrest for the last 4 years. And I think this is going to continue. But I think this is going to continue with much more anger, because at least this is a government that is bringing hope. And unfortunately, my feeling is that this hope is not going to materialize. So this disappointment is going to be somehow even dramatic in some sense, because it's going to be fatal, because I think the Greeks are going to realize the only way they have to survive is to turn into a poor country. They're already poor, but they have to become even poorer. They have no other way to survive.
That was Professor Atiro Briss, the Director of World Competitiveness Division at IMD Business School. Now, we're going to keep looking at the situation in Greece and its possible impact to the Eurozone and the world economy. I will be speaking to Professor Stathis Kalivas, a Professor of Political Science at Yale University. I'm Melissa Idris for BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.